Hello, I'm Jeremy Rivera, your unscripted podcast host. I'm here with two fantastic folk from Majestic Photo Booth. We've got Zach Brown and Jared LaCroix, and they're going to talk about their boutique and growing business of providing photo booths across the United States. I'm very curious about your history, Zach. What led to the original creation of this company?
Yeah, great to be here, Jeremy. Thanks. You know, it really started. I was a musician back when my early 20s, and I needed a way to continue to go on tour with my band at the time. So the idea kind of came after going to Six Flags, actually, with my future wife, and her three friends spent the whole day taking pictures in this old photo booth. And I said, okay, wait a minute. This is cool. I knew a bar where a bunch of you know, girls just like you hang out. So we decided, you know, let's get a photo booth and put it in the into the bar and see if we can see if I can make enough money to go back on tour with my band at the time. So it really started from just kind of a small little spark, and you know, that worked, and eventually started building our own after that.
So you purchased your first photo booth. Was it an old vintage machine, or was it one of the new higher tech ones? And how has that, like, about how long ago did you start, and what has changed in technology for photo booths since then?
Yeah, I purchased an old film photo booth from it was this company, Photo Me. They were like the largest photo booth company in the world at the time. And they were selling off all their old equipment. So they were getting rid of all their film photo booths. And I just called around and I found this, I found these guys, and they were going digital. So this was in 2006. They were kind of in the process of, you know, I think they were on the tail end of replacing all their machines with these newer digital type photo booths. So I went out to Texas and just got a hold of this old film booth for a couple $1,000. I flew out, learned how to use it. They taught me how to change the chemicals and change the film, and rented a truck and drove it back to Atlanta, where we, you know, where I started the company. And so, yeah, we were rocking the old film photo booth. That was what we had in the original bar. Eventually we started getting requests for people to, they wanted to rent it out for their weddings or for their events. Realized that could be a whole different type of business model. Nobody was really doing photo booth rentals at the time. So, you know, I pulled it out of the bar and we started renting out this photo booth, you know, everywhere from Atlanta down to, we were driving to Miami. We'd drive to, you know, up to Charlotte, kind of get my friends, other musician friends, to ride along in the truck and help us move this giant 1,000-pound film photo booth around to these events. So yeah, I mean, that was what was kind of what they didn't like about the film, we thought was cool. So it kind of worked out. They were trying to get rid of these things, and we, that's exactly what I wanted, was the actual kind of like a real photo booth, not the new stuff that was kind of coming out at the time.
Is that, so obviously you don't lug around 1,000-pound photo booths anymore. What was kind of the next stage of that evolution for you of, okay, I've got this chemical one, it's a beast, what do I, and people like it. I mean, that's kind of awesome to find that niche of like, okay, I have a photo booth here, but people want to rent it, I want to move it around. So what did that business development process look like of, you know, how did you tap into the market, show up for people to let them know that they could rent photo booths? Was it just started as word of mouth? Did it go out on, start doing things on social media, starting with a website? What did that next phase look like?
Yeah, totally. You know, I had thrown up a website at that point. We called the company The Photo Booth, just to give you an idea how early it was. There was no other companies doing this, so I just called it the photo booth. And, you know, we'd go around to these events, and, you know, people would be like, what are you doing here? Why is, you have a photo booth? How much does it cost? Is it, you know, I have to pay money? And I'm like, no, it's free. You know, they want you to take pictures for the wedding and put it in the book. And so a lot of word of mouth, you know, started coming. You know, at the time, I was, because I was plugged in with this, I purchased this photo booth from the company, the Photo Me company. They were starting to get inquiries for people wanting to rent photo booths. So this is kind of the very early, you know, sparks of this industry, which is now a whole industry. We got a trade show in Vegas. It's a whole thing now, photo booths, photo booth rentals for events. But at the time, it was not a thing. And so they said, hey, man, you have a photo booth in Atlanta. We keep getting these increase. People want to rent photo booths. We don't do that. We put photo booths in, like, you know, malls and amusement parks. And so they're like, will you, if we just send you all these emails that we get, do you want to just do these photo booth rentals? You can have them and go do it. And we don't do that. So, nice. You know, I went from getting like no traction to like the next week we were getting, you know, a few leads a day from this company. So that kind of like boosted and was like kind of a rocket fuel to the business, where we started talking to these people all over the Southeast. And that allowed us to kind of get the website going. I think we started getting traction on SEO, and people started finding us. I was running Google Ads. And so that's kind of where the snowball started. You know, on the equipment side, I think as we started to do more events, obviously, very quickly we ran into, oh, I have two people that want to rent a photo booth on the same day. So I either have to say no, or we have to get another photo booth. So we got another one. So we had two film photo booths going. And that's where, you know, realizing, okay, these things are hard to operate. You know, it's like an art form, you know, maintaining these chemical machines. They're so cool. They have, it's completely mechanical. It's all gears and, you know, just all, it's all mechanical process inside of this thing. So like, I kind of knew how to do it because I'd been doing it for a little while, but it was just so, I realized it wasn't scalable to be able to do more than two or three events with these type of booth, because they're so hard to transport, because they're so hard to keep going, and they always have, you know, they always have breakdown issues. So that's what got me back to, okay, what's cool about this? You know, people love these things. I mean, everywhere we went, people would like, they would just have the best time. I mean, everyone's laughing in this photo booth for 4 hours. That was the life of the party, really. So I was like, what's special about that? How can we extract that without the operational headache of trying to, you know, scale the chemical machine? So that's where we kind of got to. I wasn't originally trying to build photo booths. I said, okay, well, let me go try to find maybe a lighter machine, something that's digital. And there just wasn't anything. No one was making anything, no one was selling anything. There wasn't anything on the market. So I said, okay, well, let's just build one. So that's what we did. You know, it was just me in my parents' basement, you know. So I built a photo booth out of 2x4s and some wood, and painted it and figured out all the components in the digital side. And we built this pretty ugly photo booth. And we, you know, we started testing it out, and sure enough, it was the same experience. People were like, oh, wow, we were closing the curtains, we're laughing, the pictures were good, and, you know, I realized, okay, this is a real business. This is, like, something we could evolve and scale, and, yeah, so that was kind of the start of how we got into building our own photo booths, basically.
That's fantastic. I love that journey, too, of just, like, falling into a niche and like, oh, this is a thing, and then being there, you know, like I just kind of fell into SEO in 2007, like, oh, this is totally a thing, like just discovering that and riding that wave. And now, like, you're, you know, 10, 15, 17 years later, I'm interested to see how that's kind of evolved, because I know you have kind of different branches that you've kind of built into the business. And it sounds like one is definitely, let's talk first about how the rental industry for photo booths for you has evolved. What's your process? Like, how, as you now have competitors, what have you done to make yourself unique? You started as the photo booth. What are you now, and how do you, what's your USP in this growing marketplace with the trade show and everything?
For sure. Yeah, it's been a long evolution, you know. I think it was 20, maybe, you know, maybe 6 or 7 years in, we got a lot of competitors just from being at events. People would be like, oh, wow, this is a great idea. And I would see people like, you know, once we started building our own, I would see people building the same, you know, kind of using our design and doing this thing. And that's when I started realizing, okay, wait, the photo booth, that's not, I can't brand that. I've always been big on branding and like the marketing side. So, you know, obviously we needed something we could really rally behind as a brand. So kind of Majestic Photo Booth came to be at that point. And so we redid all that. You know, again, like I said, I started the company so I could kind of go on tour. I ended up having a pretty successful music career that this kind of allowed me to do that. I was a country artist in Nashville, had a band called 1,000 Horses. So we toured the country, toured the world. We had a number one country song during, you know, that 2015 to 2020. So it allowed me to kind of do that. And Majestic, you know, continued to evolve. We kind of, we were doing a lot of stuff in Atlanta. We had started doing stuff in New York, doing photo booth rentals. But yeah, like you said, the competition, the industry started to be created, and the trend started to become, it kind of started pulling away from the actual classic vintage style photo booth, which is what we were still rooted in. And the booth just got smaller and smaller, and the obsession was like, can you put this in a car? Can you ship this on an airplane? So the more they made like these compact things, and these more, the more like photo booth manufacturers that started coming into the industry and making booths that ran on like an iPad, that just kind of drove the market way down, drove the price point down to where it just, it wasn't, it wasn't sustainable. I mean, it's still tough. There's a lot of photo booth companies out there, in that kind of private event world. It's become a commodity in a lot of ways. So we were always very, intentional about kind of maintaining what Majestic was all about. We never went away from the classic style photo booth. You know, we kind of did the things that were hard, building that infrastructure. You know, our booths, you can't put our booth in the back of a car. You can't ship it on an airplane. We have to have some infrastructure in order to deliver our product. But I think in the end, it makes for a much better customer experience. The products just, you know, there's something special about being able to sit down, close the curtains, you know, be intimate in this moment. And, you know, I think that's something that we have really made a pillar as far as our, you know, kind of market position. But, you know, I guess another decision we made in, I think it was maybe like 2016, we started doing like long-term placements. So we started doing our venue placement. So we developed the booth. At that point, we had gotten the booth to a place where they were really, really, you know, stable, and just the system was running very well. So we were able to start putting them out in unattended locations. So we'd, you know, put it in a music venue or put a bar, a hotel, and that kind of opened up a whole new market segment outside of just events. So that kind of allowed us to have, you know, from a business standpoint, have a little bit more of a predictable revenue stream so we could continue to invest in the product, make it better, gave us a lot faster, like, iteration on the product because we were having people use these things, like, every single day.
Yeah.
So we could fix the bugs faster. And I think that was, like, the kind of a pivotal turn for us. So we, we've kind of stayed away from that, like, what's become the traditional photo booth rental industry. We've kind of, you know, we've been in parallel with it in some ways, but I think making our own product, sticking to the classic style booth, has been kind of our, one of our big differentiators, even till now.
That's awesome. So is the venue placement, I know that there's a lot of queries, a lot of people searching, oh, I want to buy a photo booth for my mall or whatever. I think you have a different business model approach where you're offering like a, almost like a revenue share partnership with the venue placement. Is that an accurate way to describe it? Or how would you describe the process of getting a photo booth into your venue? Like, let's say that you've got a restaurant or you've got a building, a commercial building where you've got multiple businesses running and you want to look at adding some additional revenue to your bottom line. How do you come in and offer that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, we started getting a lot of inquiries for people wanting to, you know, buy photo booths, and we've, what we decided at some point, we kind of realized we sold some photo booths. We have sold photo booths in the past. What we realized was we're able to provide such a better customer experience and a better long-term value to the customers as kind of a partner on operating these machines with them. So the way we approach it is, you know, say a venue or maybe a bar would approach us. They want a photo booth. A lot of times people don't know about, like, the venue placement program and how it works because it's actually amazing. It doesn't cost them anything. They can get started for no money. It's very, you know, it's a great win-win. So, you know, they would approach us and, hey, I want a photo booth. You know, we're interested in getting a photo booth for our location. So kind of our model is, all right, so how it works is we create a custom photo booth for you. So every booth we do is custom for the space. We give them that photo booth, we put it in. We provide all the service and maintenance. We provide all the, there's obviously the marketing aspect. You know, they're able to, there's an email marketing value that they're getting from having this booth there. We're obviously trying to drive guests to share their photos. You know, one of our biggest things that I think we've focused on that's important too is that we focus on the output that our booths put out. You know, like, of course the booth has to look good in the space and we the booth has to work well, but at the end of the day, the customer, the guest, we call our customers guests that walk into our photo booths, they're leaving with this photo strip. You know, that's the thing they're going to put on their refrigerator or, you know, put in their photo album. They're going to keep that forever. So we want to create experiences where people just look, they feel great, they look good, and you know, it's got to be better than like the experience of taking a photo on your iPhone. I mean, everyone's got a camera in their pocket, so why, you know, why get in a photo booth in 2025? But I think we're providing like just kind of a different experience. All of our booths are, you know, professional quality lighting and flash, and we use DSLR cameras, so it's really a high quality picture, almost like a mini photo studio in these things. So and we provide all of that, you know, at no cost to the venue. So I think when a lot of times when we say, hey, you don't have to worry about changing the paper, changing the photo paper, or, you know, if there's a tech issue, like, we already know about it. We're already there fixing it.
Yeah.
I think that's a big, you know, a big point for the venues, because you know the last thing a busy bar owner needs or somebody is just another technical thing to deal with in their space. So we kind of try to keep it super, super easy, super hands free for our customers, and yeah.
That's an awesome business model. It almost seems like it's a really no-brainer. I mean, I think there's probably some criteria that you have. Obviously, you know, Stinky's Shotgun Shack Bar in Podunkville is probably not a good candidate. I'm sure that you have some sort of metrics of, okay, it needs to get used at least this much, or you have this much business that you evaluate. But it seems like there's some sort of floor, but if you have a successful venue, why not? Like, it seems like the barrier to entry is almost nothing. It's almost just like knowledge, knowing that you could add, you know, if you're a restaurant owner, venue owner, small business owner, you've got a space, you've got a commercial place with multiple businesses. That seems like an easy big win.
Yeah, we couldn't agree more. Yeah, for sure. And we, you know, we'll have a conversation with anyone. So it's, if, you know, on our website, we have a form people can apply. We call it Apply Now. And that's really just the way for us to just learn more about the business and make sure it's a good fit for both parties. You know, but yeah, you're right. It's a pretty low barrier for the locations. We can get started pretty quickly. And as long as they have 12 square feet of space, we think we can add more value to that 12 square feet than anything else they can put there. So that's our mission always too, is we take that seriously. When we're given a little slice of a location, we want to maximize that square footage for the business owners through all those marketing channels. And you know, another thing they can do too, I didn't mention, is we have all of our partners get they get credits they can use for the booth for events. So we're kind of tying in our event photo booth side into these placements. So essentially a venue, if they do events, a lot of our venues will do weddings or, you know, corporate events, brand activations at their space. So rather than those different event planners bringing in outside photo booths, mm-hmm. they can use the photo booth at the venue. And we're able to rebrand the photo booth for that event. We can flip it on free mode. So it's essentially like an event photo booth rental that the venue has in-house.
Yeah.
And so they're actually able to monetize that. So a lot of our venues do really well on upselling that to their event clients because it's a big value. So it ends up being a big win for everybody involved, because the event planners get, you know, a good price on a booth that's high quality, because you actually get a majestic photo booth at the venue. The venues can have that as another revenue source, and we're able to do that for less. You know, the price point can be lower because we're not having to bring this thing out and bring the truck out and all yeah. that stuff. So it's a good all around addition.
Yeah, so it sounds like actually just awareness within, you know, marketers who are doing event marketing. Like I've worked with several folk who, you know, they do the local event planning. Like if they became more aware of, hey, either Majestic can do those events and bring something, but you also have those venue, you know, partners who already have a Majestic, like if they can flip it to the free mode. Like that sounds like an excellent when bringing more awareness to event marketers and event planners to let them know, hey, you know, look for these events that are equipped with Majestic photo booths. And it kind of all works together, because then the venue benefits long term, because they get to book more events, because then they're tied in and the event manager knows they don't have to do the extra arrangement of finding and getting good pricing. They have that kind of option to build that in. Fantastic awareness. I'm curious about, you said something, I've heard this phrase before, I'm in SEO, so I'm not always tapped into every single vertical of marketing. And you said the phrase brand activation. And I know that it involves a lot of money by very large brands attempting to do something. Can you define what that something is as like a general concept of brand activation or marketing activation? How does the industry describe that? And what is the value that you're bringing to those events, I guess they are?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I guess we use the term brand activation to kind of describe any of the corporate and brand clients that we're working with, which is most of on our event side of the business. It's most of what we do at this point. We still do some weddings and some of the private events, but it is mostly working with these agencies. So we'll do a lot of product launches, music, you know, like tours, big music festivals. The cool thing about a Majestic photo booth is that they're so easy to brand. Like, so everything we do has some layer of customization to it, whether it's just the photo strip with the company's logo and the touchscreen, all the way up to fully customized photo booth, or even a fully custom built photo booth. We just did something for the brand Summer Fridays where we put a fully custom-built photo booth from the ground up into this pop-up store that they were doing in New York. So, but yeah, so I think that's why a lot of the brands are tending to gravitate towards this product, because it is, every experience can be so seamless with the brand. So it's the color, the curtains, everything is customizable.
Yeah, I would add to like, what you're doing is like you're trying to activate an audience and you're trying to activate a product at the same time, so that there is audience synergy around a product or a brand moment. So, for example, last year we did a brand activation for a company called Wyn Beauty, W-Y-N Beauty, which was a brand new beauty line launched by Serena Williams. And so in order to build hype for this thing that's just starting, Serena Williams was there. A lot of celebrities and influencers were there. They had a branded photo booth that you could take the beauty products into the photo booth with and, you know, kind of use. And those would get shared on major social media accounts. So you're activating this product via a photo booth and spreading it as quickly and fastly as you can. So a lot of times activations have this kind of like supercharged hope of virality built into them. And like a photo booth is one element, because you're creating, you know, shareable products. So that's kind of why we've really found a good lane there. And then like Zach saying, the fact that our photo booth can also look like your brand, and we can help tell that product story in a really effective way.
No, that makes sense, because you know, everybody has a party in their pocket. They've got their phone, and when you're gathering people together who are influencers for your brand, for that event, giving them a touch point of something, an event, a place for them to come. You know, you can't always have the wing murals everywhere you go. You know, everybody loves to line up at those, but there is something, you know, it's about audience acquisition. And I talk about this in SEO that, you know, a lot of the things that you want to do when you create content is actually finding a way to partner with other entities and other people or other influencers. And that's giving them a touch point and a reason. So you want to find people that aren't competing with you, give them a reason and a value. So it definitely makes sense. So if you're a brand trying to get out your image, you're gathering people to this event and hoping for something to happen, it sounds like the photo booth sits in that perfect niche of something that they can physically do, something that they can interact with, and then that goes towards you know, getting them to engage and put stuff onto social media, because then you're basically multiplying the Instagram follower count, right? Like, you know, invite 100 people, but those 100 people might have 1,000 to 10,000 to 50 or 100,000 followers. So you got to have something for them to make a moment of, right?
Absolutely. And I think that the interesting thing too is really the core of what we're offering is the same across all those different customer segments, right? The brand activation, the venue placements, the private events and weddings. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all coming down to kind of that guest experience, whether it's someone that's attending a person's wedding or walking into a bar, coming into one of these pop-ups, music festival. It's all about creating kind of this moment where people, we like to think of our photo booths as, it's like the unexpected interruption. You didn't necessarily come to this event or to this venue for the photo booth, you know.
Right.
Maybe we've got some big-time photo booth fans that find our booth and want to come take a picture. But for the most part, it's an interruption in your going about your regular business. You're going to this concert. Oh, a photo booth. You know, so we want to create this booth that, like, people say, wow, we got to stop and take a picture. We want to create this, you know, unexpected interruption that they can get in and create a memory that is tied to that experience that they're having. So I think we're really, for our clients, we're trying to marry that feeling that someone experiences, whether it's by themselves in the photo booth, with their significant other, their friends. We want to put that feeling together with that brand or that venue, and people associate those things together. So I think that's ultimately kind of the value we're providing to our customers.
No, I love that. And it's a lot less mess than a pinata. You know, I'm sure you do a lot of rentals for birthday parties, maybe quinceañeras or those things. Oh, but it is that interruption, right? Like everybody has that moment or something at the party. It's not just like, oh, there is a shrimp plate, but you're not going to take a picture with a shrimp plate. You're not going to have a lasting memory with a shrimp plate as much as you might like shrimp, as I do.
Yeah. Take the shrimp in the photo booth and then it's the perfect marriage, you know?
There you go.
Do whatever you want it to be.
Fantastic. I love the connection to between those three different audiences, because you're talking to, and you obviously need to reach, you know, corporate people who are doing these brand activations, and so you're showing like the brand value and aesthetic value, but that same aesthetic value echoes back to and is the through line in your venue placement, and it's also, you know, that experience at your wedding, at your bar mitzvah, of having like just a little bit of class. It's not like this, you know, you're not holding up your cell phone. Like, selfies are a thing, and there is definitely a human ego element too, of like, we like to have our picture taken. We have that prehistoric peacock element of like, we want to preen and look good in the moment. But it sounds like you help them do that by having, you know, that as a core staple of your brand.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. And, you know, I think people, there's something special too still that not having to, you know, take the photo, I think it frees people up. They kind of, obviously being in this box with the curtains closed, you can kind of be yourself. You know, there's not a photographer there, and you're not controlling it. It's like you start the photo booth and it does it. And then I think, you know, also the physical photo strips that print out, that's also something that all of our photo booths print actual output. So they're not, yes, you can get the digital, and we offer that, and people can put their email or their phone number, they'll get their digital photo, but I think the core is the printed photo strip, that people just don't get that as much anymore. They don't have physical things to hold, tangible, especially pictures, right? So I think they're becoming even more special.
I agree. I mean, there's all this talk about AI and like oh, I can, you know, put in my picture and it'll make pictures of me. And like, yeah, you could, but that's not actually you, you know, like you're a little more rounded out. You look a little spacey eyed. It doesn't look quite like my wife made an AI avatar of me. And I look just a little more, like a little more squinty eyed than I actually am. And like my face is a little longer than it actually is. There's this, I think there's a growing need, a growing desire, as we're impinged or given more AI every day in every aspect. There's kind of a backlash of like, no, I want like human certified content. I want human certified, you know, I want to know that somebody actually said this, wrote this, or experienced this. So I think photos, physical photos, definitely, you know, there is the nostalgia factor, for oldies like me. I'm in my 40s and I'm in that millennial spot where I remember when there was no internet and I remember where everything is internet. So I think there's a good nostalgia connection there in that physical. I'm curious, Jared, where did you come in with Majestic and what's been your experience working with them?
Yeah, I came in January 2024, so last year, and came in really on the marketing and kind of creative side, and just slowly, the big thing last year was we rebranded the company. So I came in, the company was called the Majestic Photo Booth Co., the Majestic Photo Booth Company, and we engaged with another local creative studio, Loom Studio, who the founder of that, Jordan Short, is a friend of mine who I've worked with before, and we just went on this like brand discovery journey about really like narrowing down these three audiences that we have, these venue placements, these brand activations, and this rental. So it kind of had some business implications, but then also aesthetically, we just really simplified. You know, we dropped the V and the Co. We changed our URL from Majestic Photo Booths to dropping the S. So, you know, big scare in the SEO world, changing the URL structure, but we took the full plunge of just simplifying. And so that was really like last year, kind of like a big undertaking for me, was just kind of getting the brand image kind of unified, changing just a little bit of the aesthetics. And when I came in, honestly, like I saw just a ton of opportunity. I had done a lot of work in the fashion and music space in terms of like music videos and like fashion editorials. And I know that we had worked with big clients like Gucci, for example. And so I really kind of took it as an undertaking to get our brand in the same space as our clients. And so we're working with these massive brands. And so I just wanted our own brand identity to be able to sit at the table with our clients and just have kind of a peer-to-peer type branded relationship. And so that's been a lot of the work and effort that I've done since last year, and I'm still doing, starting to branch out into other things right now, like, you know, this museum expo that y'all are looped in on now. But yeah, just trying to like get the brand. I think the brand is really rock solid right now and like really steady, and we're just continuing to partner like with incredible brands as well. And so I'm just trying to like see how far we can extend ourselves, and like, you know, how can Majestic get applied to a variety of different spaces, different photo booths. Working with brands to design photo booths is something I'm really interested in. And I actually have a conversation with someone this Friday about having kind of an outside brand design a photo booth, like, and we do a collaboration. So this year, I think we'll be getting a little bit more into the truly collaborative, like artist co-creation space. And so just kind of continuing to like see it as like this fun sandbox. There's great parameters that our booth provides to play in, but it's almost like an infinite sandbox of possibility as well. So I feel really privileged and lucky to have such a strong product and brand that I came into, and just trying to elevate it in certain areas and like keep having fun with it.
So It definitely makes sense to me to, for, you know, like museums are like the next level up in quality when it comes to venue. And, you know, you have bars and then you have restaurants and then museums. Like, I could definitely see, you know, it's high traffic, high value. And, you know, a lot of these museums probably could use a boost to their bottom line as, you know, funding becomes a little less secure on the grant side. You know, maybe museum curators are considering, you know, what they're going to put into their venue space to make their visitors, you know, stay longer, have more memories they associate with the place, and probably a little more successful than those, like, novelty coins. You know, like, you're a little more involved in a little more value brought than, oh, I'm going to spend $2 to smash this penny. So is there anything in the museum expansion concept or other venues where you guys see Majestic growing into?
Yeah, I mean, the museums are this just really concentrated focus, and we are already in some of the best museums in the United States. Like, we're really fortunate to be in, like, the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, the Brooklyn Museum, Philadelphia Museum of Art, and a lot of these were kind of placements that were there before even my time. And so I just have kind of seen those, and we know those booths do really well. And so we don't know how far this museum kind of world can go. But, you know, another thing about just our booths being free in terms of funding, a lot of our competitors, you have to buy those photo booths, which range from 20 to 40,000. And so,
yeah,
you know, I think as we become known as a player in some of these larger venue spaces, that'll be just kind of another benefit. But yeah, I think, like, this year it really is like a big museum focus. We also have started to explore, like, baseball arenas or stadiums and, like, arenas for sports. So we've been in talks with the Mets in New York. We just did an event with the Dodgers and a branded collaboration with Rare Beauty, which is Selena Gomez's beauty line, and just found out, like, they actually kind of are interested in getting a booth now for their private offices. So I think those big stadiums are a next kind of frontier for us, something that we have a couple booths at Madison Square Garden, Gas South Arena, Moody Center, but still another, in terms of total quantity, something we don't have, like, 50 booths in that type of venue.
Yeah, I think we found, like, you know, this whole thing, a lot of times, you know, we're figuring out what works for the different types of venues that we can bring the best value to. And I think what we did find, this museum thing was really something that kind of we stumbled across, really. We kind of started working with couple of museums and realize, wow, this, you know, our product really aligns well with what is valuable for our museum clients and for the guests that are going to these museums. You know, people want that, you know, you want that keepsake from those types of you know, those types of days out, I guess, and that archival, you know, thing. And, you know, we kind of think of it as like an opportunity for, you're at a museum, you spend the day kind of looking and observing a lot of art and everything there, but this gives you a chance to kind of create your own, you know, your own experience, your own piece of art, essentially. You know, everyone loves a picture of themselves, so they're kind of able to create their own piece of art and take that away. So I think there's something special about, yeah, the combination of Majestic Photo Booth and these museum spaces. So we're excited to kind of expand that, and I think it can add a lot of value to those types of spaces.
Yeah, the museums, I would just say too, like, the one thing we're in conversation right now with the Brooklyn Museum, who they already have two photo booths, but they want a third. And this one will really rotate with exhibits. So they have a Monet exhibit starting in October. And so the idea is to brand the photo booth for that exhibit. And then when it changes to, like, Picasso, the booth will look like a Picasso. And so it'll be this rotating photo booth that is used to help market these exhibits that are upcoming. Or so, you know, we'll kind of brand it for Monet before Monet arrives, and it'll have custom email messaging. And so it's this really powerful interactive marketing tool for museums. And like Zach's saying, a way to give people kind of their own self-portrait. Like, you know, you see so many portraits, and some museums like the MFA Boston, they do cool outlines around their photos that make it look kind of more like a portrait sometimes. Like, they have 4 photo cards. And so there's some really cool things you can do on the output side to lean into the artistic framed space.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, that totally makes sense, because for a museum, you know, one of their biggest functions is, you know, landing a big piece of art or getting an exhibit for a particular type, whether it's, you know, a particular live artist or something historical. I love that idea, that artist collaborative aspect. So kind of wrapping up, last question to you guys is, where do you guys see Majestic growing into the future? What are you hoping for the next few quarters?
Yeah, I mean, kind of part of our mission statement is pioneering the future of photo booths. So we really do think of ourselves as an innovator in this industry. But another aspect of our kind of core focus is we're timeless but innovative. So we want to continue to create a timeless experience. You know, photo booths have been around for over 100 years, so the experience is pretty baked into the human experience, I guess. So we just want to continue that. You know, we're not a... Our goal is not to, we're not trying to keep old vintage photo booths alive necessarily. We love those. We think they're amazing. But what we really want to do is continue to push photo booths into the future and figure out how photo booths can be continue to be relevant to the next generation, and how they can continue to, you know, add value to different spaces and elevate different types of experiences. We really see an opportunity for Majestic Photo Booth to become, you know, our goal is to be the top photo booth brand in the nation. So we're already, you know, in half the states at least. You know, we're kind of expanding rapidly there. So we want to bring Majestic Photo Booth to really all the spaces in the U.S. and just be thought of as a brand and a player in this kind of photo booth industry that is actually pushing things forward. And we're all about continuous improvement here. That's another one of our core values, is better every day. So that's, we're always talking about that internally, and, you know, as people here, the team at Majestic, we're always working on just being better every day in our personal lives, but also bringing that into what this company's all about. And just, we believe like little improvements kind of add up to a big wave of you know, of great things, and improving the whole product and the customer experience, and how much value we can add to our customers. So yeah, so we're focused on that every day, and we just want to have the best photo booths in the world.
Killer. Love it. Thanks so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.